I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1484, Living From, Not For. Who are you? How would you answer that question? It may not be as easy to answer it honestly as you think, because we're so protective of what others think of us, even if we know the truth. Have you had to answer that question before? Who are you? And when you get to answer it, you have to first answer a couple other questions, at least inside your soul. Questions like, who gets to decide who I am anyway? And how do I know who I am? When we don't know who we are in Jesus, we'll constantly be massaging our glittering image and chasing the carrot of identity that other people think we should have that we can never catch. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are to love the God who already loves us, who calls us by His name, who welcomes us into His family. And then from that platform, from that foundation, we're secure to love others. Porch Life with Case Thorpe put it like this: Christ followers work from an identity rather than for an identity. Reread that sentence, he says. Say it out loud. Christ followers work from an identity rather than for an identity. Got it? It's so vital we approach the vocational call we have from our identity in Christ, or we risk a lifetime of struggle and misery. So many, sadly, go to work for an identity. I want to be a doctor. I am an engineer. I want to be successful. I am rich from my job. I am a parent. I am a pastor. Hey, he writes, I love doctors, and I'm glad we have engineers of all types. Being a parent is a beautiful and precious calling. The struggle, however, is the to be verbs in all of those sentences. They suggest that we are something of this world, a vocational mold, rather than who we are when we're made new by the Holy Spirit. What if we tweak the language a bit? I'm called to serve as a pastor. God has gifted me to love others through medicine. My work in engineering adds to economic and human flourishing. My parenting is for the glory of God. Sure, some of you will say this is mere semantics. Yet reorienting these sentences changes the emphasis, the meaning, and for some of us, a much-needed approach to our work. Our language shapes much of what we think, feel, and how we act. What we see in those reoriented sentences and mindsets are, I am a child of God no matter the vocational calling. Serving God and loving my neighbor is the focus of all work, no matter what form it takes. And my identity is safer in God's good graces than in my idealism of what a contractor, attorney, plumber, salesperson, etc. could be or ever has been. We need an identity reminder. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. Colossians 3:3, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Ephesians 2:10, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Or how about this one? Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. One more, John 1:12, but to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. I love that blog so much. Here's the great question. Self-check. Do you work from an identity or for an identity? Let's pray. Lord, You made us, and You get to tell us who we are. Thank You for our true identity in Jesus as Your children. Let that be enough. Let us live out of that and not for something else. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1485. In the meantime, the chorus we sing reminds us, from my mother's womb, You've chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into Your family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Today, my friend, live from that identity, not for a different one.